You're listening to Spice Radio, 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we are speaking to Charlie Smith, the editor of Pancouver. Charlie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks. And Karen, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Charlie. It's the weekend, so I'm in a good mood, so I'm excited for it. And there's so much going on, so I can't wait to talk about it with you. But first off, let's start off with this announcement coming from our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. The Liberals say that they have a plan to solve the housing crisis, and their plan is to build 3.9 million homes by 2031. And there have been a number of actually recent announcements coming from the Liberal government about addressing this issue. So what do you make of what's going on here?
Well, I think certainly the Pierre Poilievre has inflicted some damage on the Prime Minister politically by linking him to high housing costs. I don't feel it's completely fair, because the high housing costs have so many factors that are outside of the Prime Minister's control, including municipal zoning, including the training of construction workers, including interest rates, which are set by the Bank of Canada. But at the same time, there are certain things the Finance Minister and the Prime Minister can do, and they have certainly made a bold and ambitious announcement, 3.9 million homes by 2031, using public lands for homes. That's something I've always thought was an underutilized asset. Loans for apartment construction, which I think is important, because in big cities we need rental housing, because the cost of buying housing is outside of many people based on their incomes. There's also helping Indigenous people living away from their communities, you know, in urban and rural areas, making it easier to own a home. So there's a lot here. The only issue that I have with this, Karen, is the challenge of having the workforce to build these homes. And there was a survey done in 2021 by the Independent Contractors and Businesses Association of BC, and 76% of the respondents said they can't find enough people for the work that they already have for building. And one of the challenges, too, is the BC labor market outlook in 2021 had forecast 75,900 job openings in construction over the next decade. And that was 8%, because you've got an aging workforce and they're retiring. So what we really need to think about, and this is really in the area of provincial responsibility, is what are we going to do in terms of offering people incentives to go into the trades and get their apprenticeships? There is an aspect on this in the federal announcement, the Prime Minister's announcement, $90 million for apprenticeship services. There's $10 million for skilled trades awareness and readiness programs, $50 million for foreign credential recognition program. So, but I still think a lot more needs to be done in terms of how do you persuade young people to go into construction when their parents want them to become white-collar workers and get university degrees.
That's interesting, Anna. I think that's an aspect that we don't necessarily think about, so that's a really good point there, Charlie. And now another story. And Charlie, this is a story that keeps on giving. Just when we think it's over, it's not over. And I'm talking about the Surrey police transition saga. It continues, because earlier this week, City of Surrey rejected the $250 million from the province to aid in the police transition. So, Charlie, at this point, what does this all mean? What's happening here?
It's really, you know, a surprising turn of events. And then you've also got the National Police Federation, which represents RCMP workers, saying there's no mechanism for any member of the RCMP to work under the command of a municipal police force. So this throws a little more sand in the gears. So Mike Farnworth, on the other hand, the BC Public Safety Minister, has said that this could happen, where they could work under municipal jurisdiction without federal legislative changes. The union disagrees. I don't have any evidence for what I'm about to say, but it's just a hunch. I do wonder about BC United, the opposition to the NDP government, and whether BC United could conceivably come out against the police transition, depending on what the polling numbers say as they get closer to this October's provincial election. And Brenda Locke, by spurning this $250 million offer, means that this saga will continue, at least for the next few months, it appears, which does open the door for BC United. And keep in mind, Brenda Locke was once a BC Liberal cabinet minister and was elected with the help of many people who are with BC United. But whether there's something going on there, and like I said, I have no proof of it. I know Brenda Locke is adamant about saying that she's there to defend the taxpayers, but it did look like that $250 million program might go ahead, and then suddenly it didn't. And I think that threw people for a surprise. So I think we at least should be asking why that's the case.
Interesting, Charlie. Always coming in with a fascinating insight there. Okay, next up, Charlie, I was saying this weekend is very exciting because it is the Vaisakhi Parade and Festival going on in Vancouver tomorrow at the Punjabi Market. And this is very historical in the sense that, you know, I believe this was like one of the very first Vaisakhi Parade ever held in Canada was in the city of Vancouver. So can you just a little about just the significance of this?
Yeah, it's very significant. As you know, Mankaran, you know, Guru Gobind Singh in 1699, the founding of the Khalsa, and all of that is celebrated at Vaisakhi as well as the Spring Harvest Festival. I always like to see the children dressed up, you know, in their attire with the 5Ks during Vaisakhi, and then you have the Guru Granth Sahib being brought forward by the people marching who are representing the gurus. There's a lot of drama and symbolism and history at the parade if you go there and you ask. And also the generosity of the Sikh community is phenomenal. We see like families will spend all the evening cooking up all this food and putting the best ingredients just to give it away for passersby like me looking for or some free Indian food. But I hope people can appreciate the significance of that and the generosity of the community, which is on display. The other thing I love about Vaisakhi is all the politicians and how they all dress up in their finest Indian attire and make sure the men have their heads covered and all of that. And then they're out politicking, and because this is a provincial election year, you can bet there's going to be provincial politicians from across the region there. So anyone who has a question for a politician or wants to meet a politician, you go outside your dwara, you know, in the morning, and you'll see them all there.
They're all going to be out there. That is true, and I've heard that. And like you said, with it being an election, there's definitely going to be a lot more folks. So, Charlie,
and also
will you...
49th in Maine, they give speeches. And what I always find fun is when some of them might even try to speak some Punjabi when they don't. That's not their native language. And one of the best that I ever saw was actually Jason Kenney, the former citizenship and immigration minister. He was babbling along in Punjabi, and I was there with a Punjabi friend, and I asked him to her, and I said, "How's this Punjabi?" And he gave me the thumbs up.
Oh.
And Christy Clark came and she spoke some Punjabi when she was premier, but it wasn't quite as good as Jason Kenney's. And Sam Sullivan is another politician, former mayor of Vancouver, who likes to speak Punjabi on occasion.
I think that's a really beautiful thing, though, right? Because then you see kind of folks trying to, you know, embrace the community and then people feel seen and heard. So it's a really nice thing. So I'm super excited for it. And Charlie, you're going to be there tomorrow, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
I might not make it to 49th and Main. I like being outside the Gurdwara because that's where there's huge activity. It's quite a hike. You know, you go down Marine and then up Main Street. I'm not as young as I used to be, Mankaran.
Oh, yeah. No, it is definitely is quite a hike, but such an amazing event. So people should definitely make it a point to go and check it out. Charlie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye.